This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Unedited video on our YouTube channel. Of course, El Presidente got in on the act, too. He said over on Truth Social, eventually over on X, the Reagan Foundation has just announced that Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement, which is fake, featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. The ad was for $75 million. They only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts. Tariffs are very important to the national security and economy of the United States. Based on their egregious behavior, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. And, of course, his new signature, thank you for your attention to this matter, Donald J. Trump. So what did Reagan say? Well, it's pretty interesting because Reagan, they did very selectively edit the radio address. Here is the pertinent part.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
That's the Ontario.
Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. Now, there are sound historical reasons for this. For those of us who lived through the Great Depression, the memory of the suffering it caused is deep and searing. And today, many economic analysts and historians argue that high tariff legislation passed back in that period, called the Smoot-Hawley Tariff, greatly deepened the Depression and prevented economic recovery. You see, at first, when someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. What eventually occurs is, first, homegrown industries start relying on government protection in the form of high tariffs. They stop competing and stop making the innovative management and technological changes they need to succeed in world markets. And then, while all this is going on, something even worse occurs. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. The result is more and more tariffs, higher and higher trade barriers, and less competition. So soon, because of the prices made artificially high by tariffs that subsidize inefficiency and poor management, people stop buying. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. The memory of all this occurring back in the 30s made me determined when I came to Washington to spare the American people the protectionist legislation that destroys prosperity. Now, it hasn't always been easy. There are those in the Congress, just as there were back in the 30s, who want to go for the quick political advantage, who risk America's prosperity for the sake of a short-term appeal to some special interest group, who forget that more than 5 million American jobs are directly tied to the foreign export business, and additional millions are tied to imports. Well, I've never forgotten those jobs, and on trade issues, by and large, we've done well.
Now, some will say that foreign governments advertise all the time, and they do, but there's a difference between general country branding, you know, come and visit the United Kingdom, and intervention into a live dispute between those two countries. So the Ford government in Ontario didn't run some generic tourism spot. It placed an argument into the American conversation about tariffs and trade, and it did so by selectively quoting one of the most beloved and respected presidents in our history. That is an attempt to set the priors of American voters and lawmakers while a negotiation with Canada is underway. The policy question is not whether Ontario has free speech. The question is whether the United States should proceed with high-level trade talks while a Canadian provincial government tries to define the American terms of the debate. And the answer should be no. Now, Reagan's rhetoric was clear. He praises open markets. He embraces competition. He believes that trade, when fair, promotes jobs, innovation, prosperity, all of that, which I believe too. He said that our trade policy rests on free and open markets, which it does, free trade. But in the same breath, he warned that if trade is not fair for all, then trade is free in name only. And he pledged that he would not stand by and watch, in particular in this case, Japan, American businesses fail because of unfair practices abroad. He promised then to take all action necessary, including tariffs, to see that other nations live up to their obligations and their agreements with us. That is not the language of fair trade at any price. It is the language of rules, reciprocity, enforcement. The Ontario government edit carved away that structure and just left behind a slogan. See, a slogan's easy. The policy is hard. Removing the conditions, that removes the policies. And Reagan's practice matched his words. He supported liberalization when partners played fair. And he launched multilateral talks to reduce the barriers. He signed bilateral free trade agreements with Canada that set the stage for broader North American integration. But when Japan, in autos, he pressed Japan into export restraint in 1981 that limited shipments to roughly 1.68 million units a year, later raised as Detroit regained its footing, and he kept in place the long-standing 25% light truck tariff that had shielded workers in an American segment where Japanese firms were attacking by way of mini trucks. He's doing what Trump's doing. Reagan did. Ontario, you lied. East Wing, next.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
It feels like every day there's a new tech scam or data breach making headlines. But with Webroot Essentials, you don't have to live in fear. Webroot Essentials is powerful cloud-based antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than brands like Norton and McAfee. With Password Manager and Web Threat Shield built in, Webroot Essentials protects up to 5 devices without slowing you down. Right now, get 60% off Webroot Essentials at webroot.com/save. Stop worrying about what's out there. Live a better digital life with Webroot today.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So what else is going on? We've got Ontario lying to the American public in an ad played in the United States, misquoting and selectively editing Ronald Reagan. What's the other big news? Donald Trump is destroying the East Wing. Let's go to MSNBC. John Meacham and Joe Scarborough.
So, John, take us through the history of presidents changing, altering the White House. The National Review has written an editorial saying, come on, get over it. Presidents have done this in the past. Liberals, the White House doesn't belong to you.
Right. You know, the British burned it, so there's that, or tried to. We'll start there. You know, the most significant, the two most significant, I'd say, would be the 1903 construction of the West Wing, which was the Oval Office. The Oval Office was based on the what's called the Oval Study in the main house. That was the reason for the echo of the design. One of the metaphors that you can't make up was in, I think it was Christmas Eve 1931, the West Wing caught fire under Herbert Hoover. Right, so the country sort of descending into chaos, and the house itself catches fire. The other is the Truman, the renovation that happened under President Truman. He and Mrs. Truman moved to Blair House across the way for several years. But you know, as ever with President Trump, you know, you do have to step back and say, well, what is he trying to do? What is the you know, let's not bang on our high chairs here.
But they are. They're all banging on their high chairs. Now, notice so far into this soundbite, he hasn't mentioned all the other major renovations, like the actual construction of the East Wing itself, or the building of a swimming pool for the personal use of FDR because of his polio at taxpayer expense. Both very significant changes. By the way, the West Wing, which is not that old in terms of the history of the White House, built by Theodore Roosevelt. An add-on, a complete add-on, just like the East Wing was also an add-on.
And to me, one of the issues here is so much of the, I haven't seen the National Review piece, but so much of the controversy here might be settled if, for instance, he actually paid attention to norms, to the customs of having, you know, Congress was very much involved in the 1940s version of this. Bring in the National Trust.
Wait a minute. Congress is involved in the 1940s? Congress wasn't involved at all when the West Wing was added on. Not at all. Theodore Roosevelt, you think Theodore Roosevelt and the Rough Rider himself would have said, I think I'm going to add on to the West Wing. I think I'll run to Congress and ask him for permission to do that. No. Theodore Roosevelt, just like Donald Trump, would be like, yeah, you know what? I need an office building over here. Let's do this. Let's build this West Wing.
Trust. Bring in the White House Historical Association, a wonderful group founded in the Kennedy administration. Terrific people who care deeply about the House. You know, do this with some sensitivity to the fact that you're not a king.
Oh, I get it now. You see, the problem is he's a king. I keep forgetting that because, I don't know, nobody's told me what I can or cannot say here today. The Gestapo hasn't come in to shut me down. I don't get it. Miranda Devine over at the New York Post has a incredible editorial about this. Trump treats the White House with reverence, and he's rebuilding our nation's pride with historic renovations. Here's an excerpt. The president says the sound of bulldozers at the East Wing is music to my ears. You probably hear the beautiful sound of construction to the back, Donald Trump told reporters Tuesday from a podium. You hear that sound? He said, raising his hand to his ear as if to savor the clamor from the construction of the new White House ballroom that began a week ago. Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound. Other people don't like it. I love it. It was a wry jab, she writes, at Trump-deranged critics like John Meacham, critics of his big, beautiful ballroom, who are losing their minds over his beautification of the White House. It's pretty hilarious, right? But it isn't beautiful to Joe Scarborough or to John Meacham, who slammed Trump and the project on Morning Joe, snarled the renowned MSNBC's Morning Joe Scarborough. It's just grotesque. It's history being torn to shreds. Do you think it's history? What is historic about the East Wing? Have you ever thought about that? What's historic about it? Now, Trump's critics have been wailing about the loss of the East Wing as if it were part of the original White House built in the early 19th century and as if all sorts of important historic events have taken place there over the last 200 years. Of course, is a lot different than that. The first fairly small part of what has been called the East Wing was also added by Theodore Roosevelt as part of his major White House renovation back in 1902. What was Theodore Roosevelt trying to do besides adding executive offices for the executive office of the president? He was adding some more office space to what had become overcrowded in the main part of the building. But the biggest part was added in 1942 by his cousin, Franklin Roosevelt, who required much more office additions as he led the nation through World War II. Both projects were needed. Both projects were funded by the taxpayers. You know what was in the East Wing? Because I've been there. Spent a lot of time there, in both the West Wing and the East Wing. And in fact, I've been down to the secret Presidential Emergency Operations Center in the bottom, in the basement, that is part of under part of the original White House and part of the East Wing. You know what's there? Offices. Offices that are old and small by modern standards. Dusty old offices. It's not the Lincoln bedroom. It's not the Situation Room. It's not the White House press room. It's not the Cabinet room. It's not the Oval Office. It's not any part of the White House complex. I'll tell you what's next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you got to make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Get ready, ready. Thrilling live entertainment featuring Two Short. Friday, October 31st, it's a Fright Fest at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets just $35 in advance, 40 day off. Upgrade to a VIP booth for $600, complete with cocktail service, spooky swag, and hosted bottle service. Hurry, booths are limited. Don't forget to dress to impress and enter the costume contest for cash prizes. For tickets and complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
See it. That's why the White House Situation Room was and still is a relatively compact, small area, obviously very secure in the basement below the West Wing. And it's, I remember the last time I was in it, it was, I would say it's like a house you might live in where you think, it's probably time to remodel, but let's wait and do it next year. But and again, I'm not sure, but I think it was Obama who came in and just completely redid it. And the Rose Garden. Everybody's all upset about the Rose Garden. You know what Trump did to the Rose Garden? He took Jacqueline Kennedy's plans and redid, because from the time that Jackie Kennedy left the White House in November of 1963 and Johnson took over, subsequent presidents let it kind of go to crap. They didn't really maintain it the way they should. It became overgrown, and then they started, you know, putting different plants and doing different things to it and changing it and moving it around, and it just gradually got smaller and smaller and smaller. And so Trump came in and had the White House architect actually pull out all of the original plans that Jackie Kennedy had and restored it to what she had done. Nobody's complained about Jackie Kennedy redoing the Rose Garden. Huh. Now, of course, we've got the controversy of, oh, do you see a pattern here? Let's see. We had Nancy Reagan replace the White House china because the White House butler said, oh, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. We don't have enough of the same set of china to serve at a state dinner. So everybody has, you know, people have different settings at different places. And she said, oh, never mind. I'll take care of that. And she did, at the request of the White House butler. But no, because she's a Republican, married Ronald Reagan, she took all sorts of crap for it. But let's go back to the East Wing. If you've never been in that part of the White House, which I assume most people have not, probably the only thing that you would say is substantial in the East Wing is the East Room. And that's where you often see, for example, when Obama, let's use Obama as an example again, when he made the announcement that we'd gotten Osama bin Laden, you saw him walking down a hallway, which is part of the East Wing, into the East Room, where the reporters were gathered for him to hold the press conference. But the East Wing is offices. Offices. Old, by modern standards, as I said earlier. The most historic thing that has ever apparently happened in the East Wing is that it serves as the main entrance to the main White House for visitors who don't have appointments. Not even the left-wing activists who put out all the woke propaganda on Wikipedia have managed to find anything actually historic about that part of the building. I would encourage you, go Google it. Go DuckDuckGo it. Go Bing it. And search for historic events in the East Wing. Historic, you know, American iconic happenings in the East Wing. Nothing. Let's go back to Miranda Devine's op-ed. Irony of all irony, she writes, Joe Biden's former DEI press secretary, Kareem Jean-Pierre, as I like to call her, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, declared the ballroom, which is being funded by Trump and other private donors as a gift to the nation, is, quote, corruption at its core. Really? This from a woman, she writes, who gaslit America on Biden family grifting, not to mention her boss's cognitive collapse. There's no greater metaphor, this is Kareem Jean-Pierre, there's no greater metaphor for what's happening right now in this country than watching Donald Trump taking a wrecking ball to the White House. Spare me. The ballroom is a historic and well overdue enhancement of the White House, and it's not costing the taxpayers a dime. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but from everything that I've read, which is why I don't know it for a fact, because who knows whether the papers or the websites are telling me the truth or not, it's most likely that this new ballroom and this renovation of the East Wing will not be completed in time for Donald Trump to use it. Subsequent presidents will. Democrat, Republican, Independent, Communist, I guess depending on which direction the country goes. So please, Kareem Jean-Pierre, spare me your idiotic gaslighting. We had more than enough of that when you were so, well, undeservedly employed. But the last sentence by Miranda Devine in her op-ed, I think, is the key point. and that is none of this is costing the taxpayers a dime, unlike every single previous White House expansion or renovation project conducted by the Roosevelts, Jackie Kennedy, Harry Truman, Barack Obama, his own self, who spent $376 million on a project that kept the White House grounds torn to shreds for well over a year during his presidency. And notice I didn't mention Nancy Reagan. Because Nancy Reagan, like Donald Trump, said, yeah, we need what new White House china, and let's just buy a whole new set. I forget the cost. What was it? Maybe $100,000 or something? $200,000? I don't know. I don't care. She raised the money for it. Over on X yesterday, Byron York, a conservative writer, did some gaslighting of his own, citing a CNN story claiming that Obama's renovation simply involved redoing the plumbing and the electric in the White House. Byron York wrote yesterday, in reference to the East Wing demolition story, you've probably seen clips from CNN from 2010 suggesting that Obama did equally massive work at the White House. Here's the whole CNN story. It was replacement of water and utility lines, which required a lot of excavation. Really? You expect us to believe that Obama spent $376 million on plumbing and electric? Come on, Byron, how stupid do you think we are? In actuality, it is an open secret in D.C. that most of that money was poured into the installation of a new fortified underground bunker complex designed to keep the president and the cabinet safe during a national emergency. It replaced the original bunker, called the PEOC, which was secretly installed by FDR in 1942 beneath his own expanded East Wing. See how all this works? At least Trump's being up front, and Trump's being fully transparent about what he's doing. Now, I've seen different renderings. I'm not sure which rendering is correct. I saw a report yesterday about some architect. It was posted by a liberal friend of mine on Facebook. About an architect who has looked at the drawings. They're publicly available. He has calculated his own construction costs and compared that to the Trump estimation of $300 million and said, oh, per square foot, this is outrageous. Does no one ever take into consideration that part of the renovation that Trump might be involved in doing here might be an expansion of the bunker, or it might be providing some additional SCIF, secure compartmentalized information facilities, where you can actually have top secret conversations? That's just not drywall. You just don't do it with drywall. Maybe he's fortifying part of it. The obvious truth here, of course, is that if this exact same project was being undertaken by a Democrat president, everybody in the cabal would be singing his or her praises, calling it visionary, even historic probably. And you know I'm right about that. So don't even try to argue the point, because that's exactly what would be going on. And why they continue to pound this story, I find fascinating, because just like the West Wing, just like the Oval Office, just like the President's Emergency Operations Center, just like the White House Situation Room, 10 years, 15 years, hell's bells, maybe 3 years from now, this will be an absolute non-story. Which then begs the question, why do you think the cabal keeps feeding this story to us over and over and over? Because it's Donald Trump. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family. But my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you with me. I appreciate everybody tuning in. As always, I want to thank the audience for tuning in and listening to me. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. The name of the podcast on your podcast app to search for is The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit subscribe. Give a 5-star review so we can stay up in the rankings. And then that way it'll download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So if you like what we do on Saturday, I think you'll like what we do on Monday through Friday also. And then be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. But I really do appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you'll spread the word to help us keep the affiliates and the listeners growing. I'm going to talk skeletons for a moment. Now, I know that, you know, there seems to be this drop-off in the number of kids that are claiming to be gender dysphoric, or they're wanting to transition or whatever. And that's despite the fact that schools in general continue to push this ideology. I don't think it truly is an ideology. And the ideology is you don't really know whether you're a boy or a girl. You don't know whether you're male or female. So I wonder what's going to happen with archaeologists in the future. Will they be able to determine by examining our skeletons, our bones? Because biological facts are impervious to radical ideology. Now, freedom of speech is not impervious to radical ideology. As a guy by the name of Emmanuel Brunsholtz of Switzerland is finding out the hard way. Brunsholtz is reportedly about to start a 10-day prison stint because of his voicing skepticism about claims that skeletons are transgender. Now, I don't know, maybe these people believe that skeletons can be polysexual too. Might be kind of a scary thought before Halloween. Back in 2022, he responded to a Facebook post by the Swiss National Council member, Andreas Glarner, about this controversy. The wind instrument repairman thought that such claims were unfounded and posted a comment that said, quote, "If you dig up LGBTQI people after 200 years, you'll only find men and women based on their skeletons. Everything else is a mental illness promoted through the curriculum." Now, I would note that's a factual observation. But Brunsholtz has been charged with hate speech and public belittling, offending legally favored sexual deviants, I guess. He was convicted, sentenced to 10 days in prison, and a 500 Swiss franc fine. I didn't do the conversion to see how much money that is. Don't really care. Now, he refused to pay on principle, and that's why he's going to serve time as a political prisoner in supposedly the most neutral free country in the world. Have you thought about how insane this is? Utterly insane. Because it's biologically true. Scientists, archaeologists can tell whether a skeleton is male or female based on the structure, on the bone structure. But when he says everything else is a mental illness promoted through the curriculum, I just had to laugh because it is. It's being promoted through the curriculum. And to point out that he was being fined and imprisoned for public belittling. Man, I'd be spending the rest of my life in jail. And so would you. You know, that's one of the great things about the First Amendment. Is we can belittle public officials. We can belittle the people that work for us. Just as your boss probably shouldn't, you know, poor management, but just as your boss could belittle you for doing some, you know, making some dumbass mistake, we can belittle our people that work for us for making dumbass mistakes also. But in Switzerland, not so much. Can't do that. Absolutely can't do that. To show you how crazy things are, the people that are speaking of Europe, the progressive socialist Marxists that are really kind of ruling over Europe right now are going to really absurd lengths to side with imported Africans against the women and the children that they rape. The case of an Eritrean refugee convicted of raping a 16-year-old Sweden girl is pretty typical. Yazid Muhammad allegedly sexually assaulted the teenager back on September 1, 2024, while she was walking home from her shift at McDonald's after missing the bus. So for his contribution to Swedish multicultural tapestry, this colonist received the customary wrist slap. Muhammad was sentenced to 3 years in prison for raping a 16-year-old girl. I don't think we'd accept that in this country. But the Alto Norland Court of Appeals reportedly ruled the rape did not last long enough. That's a quote. Did not last long enough to be classified as, quote, an exceptionally serious crime. So it did not necessitate deportation. I guess I've got a different baseline understanding of how serious of a crime rape of a child is. Because, well, for those of you listening to me during the weekday, we do something called taxpayer relief shots. in which people are celebrated for exercising their God-given right of self-defense. If this girl had pulled a gun, which obviously in Sweden she wouldn't be able to do, and killed her attacker, that might end up in my audio file of a taxpayer relief shot, and one in which we might actually celebrate the death of the thug because he raped a 16-year-old girl. Yet the Court of Appeals says, oh, the rape didn't last long enough. So it's not really classified as an exceptionally serious crime. Whether the rape lasted 1 second, 5 minutes, or continued for an hour is immaterial to me. There is nothing exceptionally serious about raping children, I guess, if an illegal alien does it. Just ask the United Nations. The court, this is a quote, the court was referring to the United Nations 1951 rule on the status of refugees, which states that Muhammad and other refugees have their status protected, except in extreme cases. So the court ruled there was no current threat to the public order, so Muhammad will stay in Sweden following his sentence. No threat to the public? I think we all know that men who rape women, particularly children, are more inclined to repeat that offense than they are to not repeat that offense. If he were to receive the sentence he has coming, there would be nothing to deport but probably his ashes. What a society tolerates, a society deserves. Now, the girl did not deserve it, but Sweden, perhaps you deserve that. Unbelievable. It shows there is a big difference between us and the rest of the world. Everybody have a great weekend, and guess what? I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos. E-T-H-O-S. Ethos.com/Mike.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.